Hello, it's Lara, your tiny little mustard seed, and this is week 4 of going through the Psalms, so we can get through all of the Psalms in 1 year. I'm hoping that you would join me with this every week, and every week I will give you my reflection on the prior week's Psalms. And I would love to get any feedback. Maybe we could learn from each other. So this past week, we were reflecting on Psalms 7, 8, and 9. And these are Psalms of David, and the Psalms brought back some of the feelings that I had last week with regards to needing mercy and things like that that I had brought up in my reflection from last week. But this week it had something additional. It had one of the issues that I think a lot of us will go through is never felt like somebody just is upset or treats you a certain way and you don't know why and you feel hurt about it or they've wronged you but somehow they're acting like you've wronged them. I know that this has happened to me where I'll sit there and wonder what I did because I know that someone is treating me differently and I'm hurting for no particular reason because I don't know what I did. And I wonder if I did something, I'm sorry. But it's not me, you know? And so David has these same thoughts in this group of Psalms where he's saying, Lord, if I did something wrong to these people, let me know. And if I did something wrong and I haven't said sorry or I haven't apologized, haven't made it right, then I want them to understand that, you know, I'm sorry, but I didn't do anything, you know? And that's funny to me because I know I feel like that a lot. Sometimes you do things inadvertently and you hurt people. And you want to be sure that you don't do that. So you're really careful with your words and you're really careful when you approach someone to tell them that you feel a certain way about something. But basically, you're just so careful, and then something could happen, and you feel like you're being discarded, like someone is treating you like you did something wrong. And you know, I've prayed on this many times, wondering if I did something. You know, please. Let this, if I did something wrong, if I've sinned against you, Lord, and I have sinned, and I'm sorry. And so this week's readings kind of reminded me of that inner turmoil that one has when dealing with others, when dealing with what you think is right and what somebody else might think is wrong. My favorite part of the readings, though, was found in Psalm 8, where we are asking, what are humans that you are mindful of them, mere mortals, that you care for them? Yet you have made them little less than a god. And isn't that truth? We could have been created like any other animal, but we were made in God's image. And to top it off, God has put us in charge, like stewards of our home, planet Earth, and we are to take care of all of His creation. And if we look at how just one day in the news, then you can see how we are not living up to a standard where God would be proud of us. We have people that pollute their bodies, people that pollute their minds. We have people that hate others for things so insignificant, like the color of their skin or the way that they talk. We have taken God's gift and disregarded it as if it were something that we were supposed to just have and abuse. And that's sad. And I feel bad about that every day. But I love the fact that He loved us so much that He created us in His image and put us in charge of all creation, knowing that we were imperfect. Our God, my God, is an awesome God. If you look at all that He's created and its beauty and all the wonder, that it's hard to describe. Just looking outside and seeing the stars, or, you know, laying on the grass and feeling the breeze. All of these things are amazing. And God has created this. And He's given us the ability to create. To create things like our homes, and to have the ingenuity to be able to make cars, vehicles that run and take us places, to be able to figure out the secrets of flight, you know, to find ways to make various things that would have taken forever or would have been impossible to make 1,000 years ago. We grow and change, and we think and we know how to treat God's creation. But as a whole, we are failing. We're failing God. We're failing His creation. We're destroying the earth. We're really not stepping up to the challenge of taking care of all of the little animals that are created, or even other people. And that that is concerning. And I always wonder what I can do. What can I do? I don't have a lot of resources. I don't have the means to be able to travel around and help everyone or protect the wildlife and to not litter our planet or fill it with toxins. I think about how people who don't care about this planet are looking so forward to flying to another one, you know, and what, starting fresh? This is the home that God created for us, and I don't want to be anywhere else. I just wish that we would have taken care of it more, and I hope and wish that we take care of each other better. With so much going on in this world, we should be loving and caring for everyone, regardless of if we can get something in return or not. God made us so wonderfully. He practically gave us He practically made us little less than gods. And we have squandered this gift. We've made this gift practically a curse on the earth. This is not what he wanted. So it kind of brings you down when you think about it, but this is the damage that we do when we sin. This is the damage that we do when we don't live up to the potential that God has given each and every one of us. So we will start reading from the New American Bible, and we'll be reading Psalms 10, 11, and 12. Why, Lord, do you stand at a distance and pay no heed to these troubled times? Arrogant scoundrels pursue the poor. They trap them by their cunning schemes. The wicked even boast of their greed. These robbers curse and scorn the Lord. In their insolence, the wicked boasts, God doesn't care, doesn't even exist. Yet their affairs always succeed. They ignore your judgment on high. They sneer at it all who oppose them. They say in their hearts, we will never fall. Never will we see misfortune. Their mouths are full of oaths, violence, and lies. Discord and evil are under their tongues. They wait in ambush near towns. Their eyes watch for the helpless to murder the innocent in secret. They lurk in ambush like lions in a thicket. Hide there to trap the poor. Snare them and close the net. The helpless are crushed, laid low. They fall into the power of the wicked, who say in their hearts, God pays no attention, shows no concern, never bothers to look. Rise up, Lord. God, raise your arms. Do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked scorn God? Say in their hearts, God doesn't care. But you do see. You do observe this misery and sorrow. You take the matter in hand. To you, the helpless can entrust their cause. You are the defender of orphans. Break the arms of the wicked and depraved. Make them account for their crimes. Let none of them survive. The Lord is king forever. The nations have vanished from God's land. You listen, Lord, to the needs of the poor. You encourage them and hear their prayers. You win justice for the orphaned and oppressed. No one on earth will cause terror again. In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to me, flee like a bird to the mountains? See how the wicked string their bows, fit their arrows to the string to shoot from the shadows at the upright. When foundations are being destroyed, what can the upright do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. God's eyes keep careful watch. They test all the people. The Lord tests the good and the bad, hates those who love violence, and rains upon the wicked fiery coals and brimstone, a scorching wind, their allotted cup. The Lord is just and loves just deeds. The upright shall see his face. Help, Lord, for no one loyal remains. The faithful have vanished from the human race. Those who tell lies to one another speak with deceiving lips and a double heart. May the Lord cut off all deceiving lips and every boastful tongue. Those who say, by our tongues we prevail. When our lips speak, who can lord it over us? Because they rob the weak and the needy groan. I will now arise, says the Lord. I will grant safety to whoever longs for it. The promises of the Lord are sure, silver refined in a crucible, silver purified seven times. Lord, protect us always, preserve us from this generation. On every side the wicked strut, the shameless are extolled by all. Next, we'll read the selection from The Message, The Bible in Contemporary Language. God, are you avoiding me? Where are you when I need you? Full of hot air, the wicked are hot on the trail of the poor. Trip them up, tangle them up in their fine-tuned plots. The wicked are windbags. The swindlers have foul breath. The wicked snub God. Their noses stuck high in the air. Their graffiti are scrawled on the walls. Catch us if you can. God is dead. They care nothing for what you think. If you get in their way, they blow you off. They live, they think, a charmed life. We can't go wrong. This is our lucky year. They carry a mouthful of hexes. Their tongues spit venom like adders. They hide behind ordinary people, then pounce on their victims. They mark the luckless, then wait like a hunter in the blind. When the poor wretch wanders too close, they stab him in the back. The hapless fool is kicked to the ground. The unlucky victim is brutally axed. He thinks God has dumped him. He's sure that God is indifferent to his plight. Time to get up, God. Get moving. The luckless think they're God forsaken. They wonder why. The wicked scorn God and get away with it. Why the wicked are so cocksure they'll never come up for audit. But you know all about it. The contempt, the abuse. I dare to believe that the luckless will get lucky someday in you. You won't let them down. Orphans won't be orphans forever. Break the wicked right arms. Break all the evil left arms. Search and destroy every sign of crime. God's grace and order wins. Godlessness loses. The victim's faint pulse picks up. The heart of the hopeless pump red blood as you put your ear to their lips. Orphans get parents. The homeless get homes. The reign of terror is over. The rule of the gang lords is ended. I've already run for dear life, straight to the arms of God. So why would I run away now? When you say, run to the mountains, the evil bows are bent, the wicked arrows aimed to shoot under cover of darkness at every heart open for God. The bottoms dropped out of this country. Good people don't have a chance. But God hasn't moved to the mountains. His holy address hasn't changed. He's in charge, as always, his eyes taking everything in, his eyelids unblinking, examining Adam's unruly broad, inside and out, not missing a thing. He tests the good and the bad alike. If anyone cheats, God is outraged. Fail the test and you're out. Out in a half, in a hail of firestones. Drinking from a canteen filled with hot desert wind. God's business is putting things right. He loves getting the lines straight, setting us straight. Once we're standing tall, we can look him straight in the eye. And finally, we'll be reading the same selections from the Clear Word Bible. Lord, why are you so far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of difficulty? The wicked take advantage of the poor and are proud of it. May they be caught in their own traps. The wicked boast of their passions. They're greedy and haughty towards you. The wicked think they're so important that they don't need you. In their pride, they give no consideration to you. The wicked always seem to prosper. Then they become more proud and totally reject your law. More proud and totally reject your law. The wicked sneer at their enemies. They tell themselves, nothing will happen to us. We've built for ourselves a secure future, and we intend to enjoy life as long as we live. Yet their mouths are full of curses, lies, and threats. Whenever they open their mouths, they cause trouble for someone. They are like enemies who secretly lurk near a village to ambush and murder the innocent and then gloat over their victims. They are like lions waiting in the bush to pounce on some helpless animal that comes by. When a lion catches an animal, he drags it into the bush to devour it. The victims of these evil people don't have a chance. They are crushed under the sheer weight of their attackers. The wicked say to themselves, God doesn't do anything to stop us. He closes his eyes. to what we do and looks the other way. Lord, when will you punish the wicked? When will you remember the helpless? How can the wicked think the way they do? It puzzles me. How can they say, God won't do anything to us because he doesn't care what we do? But the Lord, I know you care. You see everything the wicked do as well as how the poor are suffering. I know that you're willing to help them. The poor are depending on you, Lord, because they believe you care. They know you're the only one who can save them. Stop the wicked from what they're doing. Call them to account for their wickedness and let them taste some of the suffering they have brought on others. You are the rightful King, Lord, and will be so forever. One day, the wicked will be no more. In the meantime, listen to the cry of the helpless and the prayers of the afflicted. Give them the help and courage they need. Listen to the fatherless and the oppressed. Rule in their favor. Then the wicked will terrify the poor and helpless no more. I put my confidence in the Lord. How then can you say to me, run and hide in the mountains? I know that the wicked are bending their bows and placing their arrows ready to kill the innocent. What are the righteous to do when things get so bad? They are to look to the Lord. He is still in heaven. He is still on his throne in his heavenly temple. He knows everything that is happening and examines people's hearts everywhere. The Lord investigates the righteous and examines their faith in him. He despises the arrogance of the wicked and their love of violence because of the pain and harm it brings on others. Someday, he will send down hot coals on the wicked as he did on Sodom. He will be like a scorching wind, blowing them away, so they will be no more. I know the Lord loves righteousness. I know he loves justice and hates corruption. And I know that someday the righteous will see his face. Help me, Lord. All the good men I knew seem to be gone, and there's hardly an honest man left. It seems I can't trust anyone anymore. Everyone lies to me or deceives me with flattery. O Lord, silence those flattering lips, close those lying mouths which say, we always get what we want because we know just what to say and who's going to stop us. But the Lord says, because the weak are oppressed and the needy groan, I will come and give them the protection and security they need. The words of the Lord can be trusted. They are as genuine as silver that's been refined 7 times. The Lord will protect us and keep us safe. His word can be trusted forever. Meanwhile, the wicked strut around as if they owned the world, but only because everyone seems to honor those who are clever and smart with their tongues. Okay, so that is Psalms 10, 11, and 12 from 3 different Bibles, 3 different interpretations. I'm hoping that something in any one of those Bibles will get you thinking this week, and I hope that one day I will be able to have a discussion with you guys and somehow learn from each other, because that's how the Spirit works. Until next time, be blessed.